It's somebody that dresses real fancy.
Okay. Okay. Does it have any relationship to farming or ranching or being a cowboy or?
Well, yes.
Okay. I just wonder if it would be like somebody who came out from the East and tried to be a cowboy.
There's a dude.
Okay. Okay. Now the place where people are buried is called what?
Oh, the cemetery.
Okay. Would you ever call it a graveyard?
Yes.
Okay. Either of those.
Yes.
And the thing, the service that they have for them when they die is
in the funeral home.
Okay, okay. And the thing that they're buried in is a...
coffin.
Okay, a coffin. Mm-hmm. Would you ever call it a casket?
Yes.
Either of those words you've heard. Mm-hmm. Okay. And when someone dies, the family goes into a time or a period of...
Mourning.
Okay. Did they do that in the old days? Was there
yes.
a... Did they have
quite
anything?
A bit more.
Tell me a little bit about that, if you can.
Well, really... There's not much to say about it, but they really took it real seriously then, in those days, that they mourned for maybe, I don't know, for what length of time they did.
And this would usually begin with the night before the burial, mm-hmm. with a wake.
That's what I was
with
wondering.
With a
wake.
And go through the day, and maybe 2 or 3 days after.
I remember when his mother went into mourning. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Seemed like she was there forever.
Yeah.
Mm. So that is something. That is something that
and
they
used to hang a wreath, a dark wreath with a dark ribbon on the door.
Okay. Okay.
They bring the body to the house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you remember when you were growing up here if they had any haunted houses in Larkspur? Houses that you
no.
were afraid of?
No.
But haunted spirits. Chased him quite a few times.
Well, tell me about that.
I don't know whether it was real or I was just scared. I don't know. But I used to spend my time at the grocery store over here around the corner. Mr. Riggs used to run it. I used to go over there and spend till he closed about 10 o'clock at night. Then we lived up here north of the stockyard over here. I'd get out and it was darker than heck. And I heard some footsteps behind me, you know. And I turned around, I stopped and I turned around to see if I could see anything. Oh, they stopped too. And then I'd go a little faster, and it would too, you know. Then I start trotting, and it did too. So, boy, I opened up, and I just opened up and ran all the way. I got in, I just opened the door and got in the house, and my mom asked me, says, what's wrong with you? I couldn't even answer. I was really scared. I was white as a sheet. I'm dark, but I was white then.
I couldn't see in the dark, but he
yelled
it.
Oh, that is really funny.
Then another time, we was living down there too, and I had the runs. I had to go to the out John, and I come out of the car, come out and I was in a hurry, went around the corner, and here I saw in the dark a great big form, like a human, great, huge, and I just stopped right there.
Another train.
And I turned around and went into the house and took that 3240 that my dad had. He had it loaded all the time anyway. I come out, but this must have been real though, because when I come out, I heard something going through the barbed wire fence, and I took a shot at him. Boy, he splashed in the creek, you know, and he went across that creek. But that was real.
That was a real one.
Yeah. Huh? But I didn't have to go to the bathroom no more. It stopped my...
Took care of it, huh? What were some of the names you would have for spirits like that? You would call them what?
Ghosts?
Call them ghosts.
Ghosts.
Would you have any other names for them? Is that the one?
That's about all
you would have thought it was
that's
a ghost.
That's what I...
And earlier we asked you to pronounce God. The old guy downstairs is...
Devil.
Okay, the devil. Okay. Now, you said you were scared. If you came in and told somebody about that, you'd say what? When you were really frightened, you'd say, I'm scared
to hell.
Oh, scared to hell. Okay. Okay. And if you were really tired, if you'd worked all day and were really tired, you'd come in and you'd say, I'm...
I never use that kind of words.
Okay. You wouldn't say I'm tired.
I'm really tired.
That's
what I used all the time.
What if you were really disgusted at something? You'd say, would you just say I'm disgusted?
That's it.
Okay.
I never have used them other words.
Okay.
Never.
How about if you were really angry?
Say nothing.
You don't say nothing. Would you say I'm angry, or would you just say
no? You don't say nothing.
You just get real quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say.